direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. But in the first hour, well, it's a radio lover's joy. And of course, if you listen to this show, I know you're a radio lover. You wouldn't put up with me. It's that simple. And if you are, I hope you realize you owe a debt of gratitude to Bob Crane. Because like many of us in the 70s, when radio reception was just terrible in the current radios, you know, they spent about 3 cents on the AM section and maybe a nickel on the FM section while they were touting all their sound quality, you couldn't pick up anything. Well, Bob Crane noticed that too and decided, I can do better. And boy, did he. And 1983, 33 and a third years ago, appropriate, isn't it? The C. Crane Company focused entirely on radio and related products and does to this day. Now, a few years ago, I think it was 2021, Bob stepped back from day-to-day operations. He's still involved in designing, believe me, so the products continue and get greater. And Jessica Crotty stepped up, CEO, I'll tell you. I bet she wasn't expecting that over 28 years ago when she joined the C. Crane Company. So, Jessica, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So I got to ask, more than 28 years ago, when you applied, were you in customer service originally?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And so when you applied for that gig, did it even cross your mind, you know, one day I'll just buy this company?
No, absolutely not.
That's about what I figured. So what were you doing before that? Of course, you're young and beautiful, so maybe you were in school, but were you working before that?
I was a gymnastics instructor and a personal trainer at a local gym.
Oh, that has a lot in common with radio. Not.
Right?
That's great. So customer service, and I'm sure in short order, you heard it all and did it all. And that's one of the things about the C. Crane Company, even back when you were first hired, is they were noted for incredible customer service, which continues to this day. Absolutely. So along the way, you advanced in your career. And I got to ask, before you ever applied for that customer service rep, when you were doing all things gymnastic, what kind of a radio fan were you?
I was the car radio fan.
Okay.
The car radio, and definitely the kid with the boombox that waited for the song to come on to make the mixtapes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll take it. Now, did you grow up in Fortuna?
Yes, mostly.
Wow. Now, that's amazing to be able to pull that off. And, of course, in 28 years, the company has changed almost exponentially because 28 years ago, the Internet really was not a thing, if you will, and the C. Crane catalog could offer not only the products that Bob developed, but so many things that he loved. For instance, he got me the best set of tweezers. I still have it to this day. They were just wonderful. And all sorts of things like that I praise him for regularly, but it's some point, he realized, here's the Internet, and here's everything else, and we better just concentrate on radio. So tell me how that decision came about.
Yes, so that was actually one of my first jobs, was our first website.
Yeah.
And I got to spend a lot of quality time with Bob, converting our pictures from black and white into color.
Uh-huh.
And so along the way, Amazon came along and started selling, you know, more and more stuff. And we found that we needed to simplify. And carrying all, I think at one point we had 96 pages in our catalog.
I remember well.
And like you said, tweezers, salt and pepper shakers, lamps. Yeah. Like we've gone all the way around, always trying to find the best for the money. And then the best, that was kind of the two different things that we did. And then it was simplifying, like, what do we do really well? And focusing then on that. And then we had grown enough of our own brand to actually do that. So when we first started manufacturing, it was just the one CC radio.
Well, wait a minute. Now, I remember the first thing I ever ordered from the Sea Crane Company, and I still have it. And I think it was in 1983. I ordered a Select antenna.
Yes. Not ours, though. So
really?
That was
through, I thought it was.
No, it was... It wasn't. It was, I can't remember the name of the company, but it was somebody Bob worked pretty exclusively with. So we were one of the few that actually carried it, but it wasn't our own antenna.
Darn.
So the CC radio was our very first own branded Sea Crane. And I think that was in 97 when that came out. So just like a year after 98, 97, somewhere in there. And that was when it started, and then we grew the product line from there. And then once we got to a spot where we had enough products where we could really focus on our own line, that one was when Bob made the decision to simplify. It got to be, too, where it was very difficult to be profitable carrying all of those different products with the varying margins and all the different manufacturers and distributors that you had to deal with. It was kind of a nightmare.
Definitely a nightmare. Well, of course, deciding that you're going to design your own radio sitting there in California is not that easy to do when you decide you're going to go to market. So at some point, I assume Bob made his way to China?
Many times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell me about the first time, because that had to be a trip.
Yeah, so I wasn't even working here yet.
Really?
And it was with one of our partners, Sanjian was one of our first partners in the radios, and that was who he and Sue went over to with and to see, and he has some stories, boy, talking about how different it was. Like, when I've gone, it's, you know, high-speed rails, there's people everywhere that can help you, and people that actually speak English in a lot of cases too, in hotels. And when they went, it was not the case. Like, you're like on a back road with no pavement and military kind of around. And he's like, yeah, it was definitely not for the faint of heart. Where when I go now, it's not at all like that. You know, everybody's driving electric cars. People will come and get you. You can use apps to get around and do things. And it's,
yeah, now, the first thing I noticed about that first CC radio, of course, and it's still in there to this day, was that twin-coil ferrite antenna, which I absolutely adore, including external ones as well. But was the Sanjian radio that interested Bob before he became partners with them also using the twin-coil ferrite, or was that something he brought to the table?
That was something that we brought to the table, yes, and that was an invention from...
He should be knighted.
Our engineers.
Yeah, knighted for it, I'm telling you.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just the absolute absolute best. And the other thing that's so neat about the CC radios is we take it for granted in the U.S. that we're using 10 kilohertz spacing on AM, same with how we set up FM. But, you know, you go to other countries and suddenly you're faced with 9 kilohertz spacing, and if you have the average radio, it's not going to work. But the Sea Crane radios, I don't think there's one that doesn't work in either 9 or 10 kilohertz spacing.
No, they all do. The CC radio is the only one that's a little different, and it doesn't have like a switch to go back and forth, but you can tune with the rotary dial in 1 kilohertz.
Yeah, you sure can. And even that little CC pocket, which I carry in my purse, you can tune 1 kilohertz, 9 kilohertz, or 10 kilohertz. I know I don't need to tell you that, but yeah. And it was interesting because I remember an article I read where Bob was being interviewed, where he was talking, I think it was about the EP Pro, that he said he invented it because of his mother. So we'll pick it up right there. I'm talking to Jessica Crotty, and I'm going to hog her, but I'll be happy to take your calls. So several of you wrote saying, hey, I've heard Jessica on other shows. Have her on yours. Yeah, because you know something about radio. Well, happy to do that. So 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. And, you know, I always say that the one thing every product Bob Crane developed has in common is terrific reception. And then some people say, well, what about the Wi-Fi radio? No, that has terrific reception. Now, it's not like AM or FM, it's not terrestrial radio, but if you have a wireless router, a wireless access point, especially if it's lackluster. You know what it's like when devices won't connect or won't stay connected, or you're in the far back room, or you're out on the lawn or whatever. Nothing, right? Well, I'll tell you what. The Wi-Fi radio, the CC Wi-Fi 3, will connect, which is really neat. And it's powered by SkyTune, which is a great little company, too. But I want to, since I'm talking about reception, I also want to mention right now the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi system. It is just terrific. If you've got a lackluster Wi-Fi, and maybe you've got a CC Wi-Fi 3 and say, yeah, it really connects, but why doesn't anything else? Well, you can change that with a CC Vector. As long as you've got line of sight, you'll be able to get a signal up to half a mile. So, yeah, if you're in that all-steel building with all the doors shut, you're going to have a problem. But assuming that you've got line of sight, man, oh, man, and in your average house from room to room, you know, the back bedroom or whatever, it's going to work. And it's terrific. You know, you browse the web, and of course you're saying, well, I can do that with my wireless router. Yeah, but if you're a few rooms away from it, at what speed are you browsing? Yeah, what's your download speed? What's your upload speed? What's the ping time? Yeah, you need help. And you'll get it with the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi system. Setup is really simple, and I stress that because a lot of people, well, let's face it, we're old dogs. We don't want new tricks. All right, well, setup is really easy. And the beauty of this is if you turn out you need help, I don't think you will, but if you do, C-Crane's U.S.-based customer support is ready to work with you no matter what time of the day or night. So check out the CC Vector. Go to ccradio.com. I always say that also, ccrane.com, but CC Radio. I love that because it's easy to remember, .com. Now, if you can't go online, well, granted, you probably don't want a CC Vector, but if you're looking for a gift, and particularly with that CC Wi-Fi 3, that makes a terrific gift for someone in your life who does have connectivity. Give them a call because they've got the best customer service. They'll answer all your questions. They'll send you a hard copy of the catalog in the mail. And you can order on the phone, too. And that's 800-522-8863. That's 522-TUNE, 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, the world is your oyster. So, yes, follow along as we continue with Jessica Crotty. And by the way, when you call him, you tell him Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
I'm laying back in my girlfriend's Cadillac, and it's a pleasant Sunday drive and a drink of beer. Just about dark, it's sundown in the park, and a beautiful backseat love affair. And the radio sings to you,
radio, radio loves you,
loves you, radio,
radio really loves you.
Memories will wax, take you there, and it'll get you everywhere.
Radio,
radio loves you,
loves you, radio,
radio really loves
a love affair
on the air.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that's P.R. Battle. That actually was his name, Paul Robert Battle. He's a guy from Nashville who wrote a few songs, including that, died about a dozen years ago in Atlanta, but left us with that 1977 on A&M, and yes, I don't know if radio loves us, but we love it, even today. We're talking to Jessica Crotty, and of course, she is the CEO of the C-Crane Company, a catalog that you should have. By the way, you can get them free if you want a hard copy. Just call them at 800-522-8863. Yes, Jessica, you know, it's interesting. Of course, radio has changed dramatically from when Bob and I were kids listening to it. But one thing is, of course, audio will always be with us, whether it's going to be on the internet or it's going to be on the air. Absolutely, audio is really a forefront. And the nice thing about it is you've got the CC Wi-Fi 3 and all these wonderful, wonderful radios. But looking at the future, what are you working on?
Yeah, so we are looking at a new internet radio that we are I guess, in the beginning stages of, and that will be something that maybe takes into all of the complaints that people have had about maybe what they don't like or what they wish could be a little better or different, and then some of our own special sauce also added in there, and that's one of the things that we're working on. And then we're also like desperately trying to figure out if there's a way to make a radio in America. And so that is something we've been working on for a long time. The current situation with everything has kind of made it more challenging, honestly, to figure it out, because the cost of parts, not all the parts are available in the U.S., and so figuring that part out is kind of where we're at. But we've had a design that has been being worked on, and so we're in the process of seeing how could we do that, and what would it take, and is it financially feasible, and if it is, or if it's not, and then if it's not, what else could we do that would potentially get us close to that? So
no, that's great. And I really hadn't thought about that. But of course, even if you're going to design it and build it here, at this point, some of the parts might be coming from abroad and the tariffs and all that stuff. So no getting around that, but hopefully there will be. All right. So two things that about the Wi-Fi radio while you're designing this. And you probably heard this ad nauseum, but just in case, I want to hardwire it, so I want an RJ45 port on the back of that puppy. I do not want to rely on Wi-Fi radio if I don't want to rely on Wi-Fi radio. So that's one, and like I say, I know. Now, the other thing, and I had talked with Bob about this at length, not only about the Wi-Fi radios, but about so many products, about making them fully accessible to people who cannot see. And, of course, you know, some of this, yeah, Alexa will help, but some of this, no, absolutely not. So have you put any attention to making these things accessible to the blind?
Yeah, so that's a conversation that's taking place with this version. Also, with our other radios, we do have several things that we do to make them more accessible as far as the way the buttons are designed. Mm-hmm. So if you look at, like, our CC radio solar, for example, that one has insets so you can feel and tell where they're at. And then we also have beeps. In some cases, we are able to make it where the beeps can be turned on and off so that people that don't prefer those can do that. But those are very helpful for people are either vision impaired or fully blind. We also work with different people. The most recent, I think it was for the CC radio solar Bluetooth, and we have audio instructions available to help people navigate the radio. So whether you are actually fully blind or just need some extra help, the audio instructions are actually really valuable and helpful.
That's terrific. And we will talk about that solar because it is just a terrific radio. But right now we'll find out what's going on in the world at large and get right back to it on WGN Radio.
Do, 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 do.
Please, Mr. Disc Jockey,
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Those are the Sensations. You remember them from 1956 and Let Me In? Well, there they were doing Please, Mr. DJ. Kind of fits the theme as we talk with Jessica Crotty, the CEO of the Sea Crane Company. And you know I love their products, and I want to talk more about a number of them. But I promised I would not hog Jessica, so I will take your calls. And Sherry in Naperville has a great question. So Sherry, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you, Raleigh? And hello, Jessica. I have a very dumb question, and I proposed it to John, and I had started with, I know, in the late 80s or the 1990s when we had real airwaves. They had this little, like, 5-inch or 6-inch by 3-inch or 4-inch thing, and you could watch TV, and John said the name of it, and it made sense, but I completely left my brain.
And as you know, the Sea Crane radios, like the CC radios, did have the VHF band for years as far as that goes. But if you're asking, are there any radios that are picking up television today, I defer to Jessica on that because, of course, it's a lot different. So, Jessica, go for it.
Okay, let me tell you what I would like to find.
Okay, well, wait. Let me put you hold on. Are you still with us, Jessica? No, what did I do? Yeah, it's like, what on earth did I do? All right, let me figure this out. So I have seemingly lost Jessica. It was bound to happen. No, here we go. I'm going to put her there. And you'd think I didn't do this every night, but nonetheless, and I'll put Sherry there. And now I bet that we can talk to both Jessica and Sherry. So, yeah, are you both there?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I think you heard Sherry's question.
Yes.
So what do you think?
So she was going to say what she was looking for, but we definitely can't get television anymore now that it's digital on radio. So that is not available. But if she's looking for like a mini television, because we did used to have something like that, it was the same signal, though. So
right.
It was like what was coming over VHF, and we, to my knowledge, there's nothing like that.
I don't know of any either, but so Sherry, that's the bad news.
Yeah, well, I remember back when in 9/11 and everything, I had this little itty bitty like 4x5.
Oh no, where were that?
Black and white.
Absolutely.
And my neighbor upstairs, her television broke, and I gave it to her for 9/11 so she could watch the news. And you just plugged it in. It worked.
Right. It won't and anymore. Not available.
Right. But what I didn't understand, even though there was such a conundrum over people not being able to call their relatives, I do not understand why, this isn't political, why Obama gave away everybody owned it in the Americas, citizenship airwaves.
No, he didn't. Believe me, it wasn't Obama. And it wasn't like that at all.
I thought it was so the digital companies could buy the band.
Yeah, that's part of the story, but it wasn't that simple. And yeah, I would say don't go there politically. There's a lot of reasons. And the question that many people are wondering now is at some point, will the AM spectrum be repurposed, which medium wave, which is possible, of course.
Is that they want to get rid of it?
Yeah, of course.
Well, no, they cannot.
It's the quality of the signal. That's part of what it,
right.
Like the reason for the television was because it got to the point where it was so much static and most people weren't getting it, so most people weren't watching. So the cost to maintain towers and stations that broadcast analog signals is expensive, especially when you don't have any dollars coming in because nobody can see it.
Right, and God forbid if you're a you, because ultra-high frequency means ultra-high power bills. Some of those were running over a million watts easily. So, yeah, absolutely. But, of course, the other thing is that spectrum usage just didn't make sense to leave it bulky there on what were the bands at the time. I think that's probably true for medium wave as well. It's a much better scheme for data. Now, those of us who are emotional about this, who grew up with DXing, who lived for picking up the distant stations, it's horrifying for us to even think that that's possible. But the reality is that technologically speaking, it's going to happen at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely hope from an emergency standpoint it doesn't.
Yeah. Well,
but it might at some point, I would imagine, especially as people continue to transition away from that medium, because if I think about my kids, right,
they don't know there's a, yeah, they don't know no. there's an AM section. Yeah, it's you know, it's now 40 years ago. I used to when I was programming, I'd go to the airport because, you know, the heck with the ratings. That just tells me how good a station's promoting locally. What I want to know is who's really listening. And there was nothing better than, you know, going down all the cars in the Hertz line, every one of them. And literally, it was the late 80s when I noticed that none of the AM presets had been set. On rental cars that had 40,000 miles on it, not an AM preset. So you could see it was coming. Now, I absolutely agree with you with regard to emergency use, particularly the move that they're championing now of let's put it on the internet. Well, guess what, gang? You got a real emergency. There is no internet. But what's the issue? Why can't FM serve in that way? Now, it's not going to cover the white spaces in that great amount of distance, but I assume that FM would be just as viable in an emergency.
Yeah, so they're not, though, designed to carry, like you said, all of the programming.
White, yeah, and they won't do the white spaces, yeah.
And it also, a lot of them don't have the backup power setup that's required by some of those big stations. So they would have to do some things to make sure that those 50,000-watt stations were replicated from the power standpoint. So if it goes down, they've got like all sorts of hardening that's taken place. They have tests they have to pass to make sure that they're going to be up if an emergency like that does happen. I think that there's more to it than that. And then also there's places where there's no programming, right? Like there's nobody manning those. They're all just digital. So I'm not sure what that would look like.
Yeah.
It definitely happens, though, in an emergency where the FM comes in and is the local hero.
Yeah, locally, there's no reason that FM couldn't do it. The problem is that no matter what, FM is not going to be able to bounce off the ionosphere layer and give us that white space coverage of multiple states. That just will not happen. But but for local use, it certainly could happen easily. And it seems that the emphasis seems to be on people who are thinking, well, let's put it on the internet, which is a disaster in a real emergency, because there will be no internet.
No, I mean, look at what happened with Maui. Look at what happened with L.A. Look what happened with North Carolina. I mean, you can example after example.
Exactly. And so I hope they'll rethink that. But as far as the local coverage, FM could do it. But you're right. A lot of owners aren't, and that's true of AM, too. A lot of owners aren't doing a darn thing for it. But the CC Solar BT is such a wonderful radio because it will work no matter what. I always say that, you know, here's the emergency. The lights are out. You reach for the radio and the batteries are dead. Well, it doesn't matter with the solar because you can hand crank it for about 30 seconds and go and play for about 30 minutes. So it's always going to work. Of course, if you left it in a windowsill, you'll get sunshine and solar power and all that. But the fact that no matter what, it will work, it will give you light, and it will charge a cell phone, you know, not to surf the net or anything, but to make that one emergency call. I don't think there's anything else like it on the market, is there?
Not that I'm aware of, especially not one that has replaceable lithium batteries. A lot of the ones on the market have the battery built in, so once it's out, you have to replace it, the whole radio. Ours is unique in that regard. We also have a larger solar panel so that it does have more power coming to it.
Yeah.
But no, and it has the Bluetooth now, so I was literally just listening to it with my family before I came down here to do this call and playing music from someone's Spotify playlist, one of my kids, and we were all listening, and everybody's like, oh, this radio is so great, and then I'm like, yeah, and then an emergency, so we were going over it, and I was like, yeah, that's the beauty, or listening to audiobooks while you're doing the dishes or whatever it is that you're doing. It's got a lot of versatility.
It does, and it looks good, because, you know, normally when you say wind-up emergency radio, and some of the older ones that I had, you know, they were a little cloggy, to say the least, but this is clean-looking. It looks like a small white brick.
Yes, it is. It's a nice radio.
Yeah. All right. So thanks for the question, Sherry. And Jay is in Green Valley. In fact, he's one of the guys who said, you got to have Jessica on. So, Jay, welcome to WGN Radio.
By all means, thank you very much. Nice to talk to you ladies tonight. How are you?
All right.
Good. Hey, Jessica, I'm really happy that you and Bob, you're taking over the what Bob has started and continuing on that road. That I'm really happy about that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. And to tie in on to the thing that you were talking about, yes, FM might be around, but and what I'm going on now is just what's happening in L.A. is there's nobody who can cover it. There's really not a newsroom to cover it and know what to do.
Right.
So you might have that signal, but it's not there. And as far as what I'm doing now, I can see, fortunately, there are citizen journalists who are live vlogging right now from downtown in L.A. and New York and Chicago, and they're doing a heck of a job.
Okay, I want to talk about L.A. a minute, since you're listening to that and I haven't been. As you know, Odyssey now has KNX, and of course the AM is a nice 50,000-watt station, but they also, as you probably well know, simulcast it on 97.1, the old KGBS-FM. And that signal, not the best in the world, but still, it's a pretty darn good FM signal as far as Flint Peak goes. So they're not sending anybody there, the all-news station?
Very few. Some poor guy the other night was there, and he got a whiff of, he wasn't even prepared, he got a whiff of a tear gas, and that took him out. And I was reading somebody from Sky News Australia, she got a hit in the head with a rubber bullet. So they're not coming to a scene prepared,
all right.
And that takes out your eyes and ears right away.
Well, that's a shame, because, of course, that 1070 used to be kind of like the Cadillac of all news, when, as far as that goes. They had hot and cold running people. So very interesting.
And KFI, and then when this all started happening in California, I started listening, and they had nobody. There was nothing going on.
Oh, that's sad.
So,
truly sad.
Yeah.
All right.
So we can have the signal, but if there's nobody who knows how to cover it and is down there, then that's hard.
Well, that is hard, but that's a whole different question which should be tackled. But as far as technically, I don't want them to go to the internet. I think we're just dead meat if that happens.
Yes, it goes down.
All right. Yeah.
So if the power grid goes down, it goes down.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate the call, Jay.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. So, I know Jay is a big fan of the Sea Crane Company, and he's one of the people who wrote and said, "Gotta have Jessica on." My pleasure. Jeff is a first-time caller, and he is in Monroe, Michigan. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. The guest is Jessica.
Yes.
Jessica, my daughter's got me the Sea Crane 2E for Father's Day last year. Best radio I've ever had. And I just love it. The only thing I was having problems with, the shortwave, it worked great, and then I was having problems, and then I turned off the weather alert, and when I used it, and then it worked fine. So I wonder if that's something that I discovered, but now I just turn off the weather alert when I want to use the shortwave.
That's interesting. Jessica, is that a known problem?
Not that I know of. But if you're trying to listen to the ham band, maybe there could be some interference there.
That might be.
But you fixed it. That's the best news, Jeff. You fixed it.
Yes, and I love your show, Raleigh, the Sea Crane Radio. It's an awesome radio.
Excellent. Thanks for calling, Jeff.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right.
You bet. Bye.
So, 888-876-5593. I'm talking to Jessica Crotty. Hopefully, I will have time to get to your calls. I know Karen's waiting patiently, but I got to do this first on WGN Radio. WGN Radio will forego the final bumper. Yes, you get to miss BJ the DJ by Stonewall Jackson. Yeah, no great loss there. However, I've got less than 3 minutes. I'm talking to Jessica Crotty of the Sea Crane Company, and Karen's been patiently hanging on there. So, Karen, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh, and hello, Jessica. I wanted you to know how wonderful your telephone reps are. I'm totally blind. I really don't know how to shop online, and obviously I can't read the catalog. They are just wonderful. Even if you don't know what catalog number, if you have an idea of what you want, you just have to explain it to them, and they will pick out something that you really like.
That's terrific.
And they're And they are so polite and so helpful. I'll help you with just about anything. I am a big fan of the earbuds because I have a hearing loss. And one of them told me about the headphones with the, it has a little remote thing, like a switch. You can turn it off or on, and you can use it, you can use the volume up or down. And it works so great with my iPad. And if, I'm one of those people that crawls in bed and listens to audio stuff on headphones. And they are just great.
It's terrific. I hate to cut you off, Karen, but I'm running out of time, so I'll talk to you soon. All right.
It's okay.
And yeah, we didn't even get to talk about the FM transmitter 3 or those pillow speakers, and I really am a gorilla. I go through those pillow speakers right and left, but they're the best. All right. So I want you to promise me, Jessica, when you're ready to debut another product or know what you're going to have, you'll let us know so we can have you on the air to talk about it.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it.
All right. So the Sea Crane Company, ccradio.com. I like to say that, but seacrane.com as well. And Jessica Crotty, the CEO, doing Bob Crane proud. All right. Next hour, it's all about you. I know I can't avoid Brian Wilson, so we'll pick it up there right here on WGN Radio.